Welcome everyone. I'm recording my class for our online library, so we'll see how it goes. So grab a bolster, two blocks, a strap, and a blanket. And if you're at home, you can modify to those props. And I'm gonna put this somewhere so I'm not gonna walk around holding it the whole time. We're gonna start seated, so. Let's start in a seated position. A great choice for meditation that we're going to do right at the top of class would be to have a little bit of height below your seat. So that might be the blanket folded up just as you grabbed it, or the bolster, or a block can also go between your heels if you want to kneel. Okay, so get your... Close your eyes. Take a couple breaths. Allowing yourself to arrive here and to feel present in this space. Ground through your seat. From that place, feel space along your spine as you extend the energy up through the crown of your head. Soften your shoulders down. Just let your breath be easy in and out. Starting to connect with your prana, the life force swirling within your body. Visualize a blue light. Blue denotes healing. If another color stands out to you, go with that. But see that light just above your head. As you start to welcome the breath in, let that light start to permeate the space around your head, your forehead, your cheeks, your jaw, across your collarbones to your shoulders. As the light greets each part of your body, visualize it releasing any tension, letting go of any negativity, any stories or to-dos, breathing into positivity and space. See that light trickle down the arms into the elbows, the wrists, each of the fingers. Let it swirl back up the arms, down into the chest, the belly. All of the organs receiving that positive, healing, healthy light. Radiate positive energy now down through the hips and into the legs, the thighs, the knees, all the way to the ankles and the toes. Welcoming in healing energy and diffusing any tightness, tension with the exhale breath. Just letting that release from your body. Notice any sensations in your body. Draw awareness back to your breath. Join your palms at your heart space. Release the visualization. Take a nice deep breath in. Ah, Om. Gently make your way into child's pose. Shifting the props to the side of your mat, or grabbing the bolster to place it beneath your chest or your forehead. Deep in the breath. Allow radiant energy to enlighten, awaken every cell in your body as you focus on the breath. See if you can bring more space between your fingers. Soften your jaw. And relax your hips down towards your heels. How can you bring a little bit more surrender into this pose? Perhaps letting go of what you think this pose should look like. Lift your bodies into tabletop pose. Reach your right arm up high to the sky. Rotate your wrist. So opening up your right chest towards the lobby. Find movement through the joints. Stretch and curl the fingers. Thread the needle. Guide the right arm through. Crawl your left fingertips forward or weave your left arm behind your back for a half wrap. Replant your left palm, reach your right arm up high, breathe in. Exhale, lower your palm down. Switch sides, left arm reaches high, rotate the wrist. Imagine that vital energy trickling all the way to the tips of the fingers. Good, thread the needle. Mm-hmm. Replant your right palm, left arm lifts, inhale. Exhale, tabletop. Cow pose, tilt your tail up, breathe in. Cat pose, round your back. Good, again, cow pose. Spread your chest open. Cat pose. Two more times. Downward facing dog, curl your toes. Establish your foundation first. Hands at least shoulder width distance apart, maybe wider. Press down through your palms, your finger pads. Breathe space between the shoulders. Lengthen the torso and feel the hips lift. Relax the heels down. Breathe into steadiness. You're finding stillness in the pose, but your breath, your energy, prana, that life force is swirling within. There's always something moving. Step your feet behind your hands, ragdoll forward fold. Allow space between your feet. Surrender in your head and your neck. Release your fingers down to the floor. Walk your feet together to touch. Rise all the way up to stand. Bring your palms to your heart space. Inhale, stretch your fingers high. Exhale, fold forward, bow down. Halfway lift, breathe in. Exhale, plant your palms, high plank pose. Hold here, inhale. Exhale, downward facing dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale. Exhale. Step feet behind the hands. Halfway lift. Fold forward, Tadasana. Forward fold, bow down. Halfway lift, high plank pose. Hold and breathe, inhale. Downward facing dog, exhale. Breath in, let it go. Breathe in. Breathe out. And step feet behind the hands. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Tadasana, rise. Forward fold. Bow down. Halfway lift. Plant your palms. High plank pose. As you breathe in, squeeze the muscles in. Exhale, hips lift, down dog. Breath in. Let it go. Again, inhale. Exhale. Step feet behind the hands. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Tadasana rise. Forward fold, exhale. Halfway lift. Plant your palms, high plank pose. Breathe in. Downward facing dog, let it go. Good. Find your breath here. Reach your right toes high, bend your knee, open your hip. Keep your palms planted. Rotate open from your right hip. Circling your ankle and toes. So just as we opened up the fingers, now bring that same movement to the lower body. And you're still breathing. Right toes lift high, low lunge. Lower your back knee down to the ground. Sweep your arms up high. Interlace your fingers right over your front thigh. Shift your hips down and forward a little bit. Yeah, right on here. Yeah, yep, there you go. Awesome. Let's see if you can loosen up a little bit through the shoulders and the jaw. Lower your hands down to the ground. Grab your blocks, frame your front foot. Wide pyramid pose. So keep your legs wide and long. Lift your back knee off the ground and straighten your legs. Okay? Just a longer stance than our traditional pyramid. Blocks add height. If you're practicing at home, you can always use a stack of books. Get creative. Breathe in. Breathe out. And standing splits, lift the back leg off the floor. Forward fold. Step the back foot to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, breathe in. Fold forward. Utkatasana chair pose. Drop your weight back into your heels. Float your toes. Lower your seats just a tiny bit. Fold forward, release. Halfway lift. Plant your palms, make your way back into downward facing dog. Breathe in. Let it go. Left toes lift high. Bend your knee, open your hip. Rotate your ankle. Stretch and curl your toes. They'll be stuck in Uggs soon. Or Sorrels. Or L.L. Bean. Not sure what your jive is. But maybe none of those. Literally, we can get stagnant energy, especially in the colder months. So really being mindful about opening up every tiny little part of your body. Reach the left toes high, low lunge. Drop the knee down to the ground. Sweep your fingertips high. Draw your belly in. Relax your hips down and forward as you interlace hands right over that front thigh. Send the breath across the front of your back leg. If you're not feeling a stretch, try backing out of the pose a little bit. And then re-entering. Lower your palms down to the ground. Wide pyramid pose. Lift your back knee off the floor. Use the blocks for support. Fold over your front leg. Standing splits. Lift the back leg up. Float the back leg. Step it forward. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Utkatasana chair pose. Airplane arms. Sweep the arms back. Keep your legs as they are. Inhale. Reach the fingertips forward. Exhale, airplane arms, staying in chair pose. Good, building some heat. Inhale, arms lift, airplane arms. Good, this time come onto your toes. Inhale, lift the fingers, come onto the toes, lifting the heels. Exhale, drop the heels, airplane arms. Good, chair pose, inhale. Forward fold, release. And separate your feet. Interlace your hands, the base of your skull, drawing the crown of your head down to the floor, lengthening the back of the neck, stretch that space between the shoulders. Release your fingertips down to the ground. Warrior one, right side. Step your left foot back. Ground down, rise up. Warrior two, open up. Reverse warrior, reach up and back. Extended side angle, drop your front elbow down. Bend your front knee. Yeah, there you go. And gaze down. High plank pose. Breathe here. Slowly lower all the way down to your belly. Locust pose. Interlace your fingers at your low back. Inhale, lift the chest, the head, the feet off the floor. Press your hips down, lift your knuckles towards the back wall. Gently release, downward facing dog. Breath in, let it go. And step the feet behind the hands. Halfway lift, inhale, fold forward, exhale. Utkatasana chair pose. airplane arms. Good. Inhale, chair. Airplane arms. Good. If you want to try coming onto the toes this time, inhale, heels lift. Exhale, airplane arms, heels ground. Good. One more time. Inhale. Airplane arms. Interlace the fingers behind your back. Fold forward. Separate the feet. Breathe here. And maybe dip one shoulder down and then the other. Gazing in both directions. Release your fingers down to the ground. Halfway lift. Fold forward. Warrior one. Step your right foot back. Pull the pit of your belly in. Relax your low ribs down. Warrior two. Reverse warrior. Extended side angle. And take your gaze down, high plank pose. And slowly lower down. Another set of locust pose. Interlace fingers, opposite thumb on top. That awkward grip. Breathe in, lift up. Straighten the arms, reach the knuckles back. Release. Take a breather here. Let the arms relax beside you. Inhale. Let it go. Good. Again, inhale. Exhale. Plant your palms, downward facing dog. Breath in. Let it go. Good. Warrior one, right side. Humble warrior, interlace your fingers behind your back. A lot of heart opening, chest expansion tonight. Fold forward. If that grip seems too much, you can always take your strap between your hands. Stay present in your feet. Push your heels down. Drop your head down. Rise up to stand. Reach your fingertips high. Warrior two. Reverse warrior, breathe in. Extended side angle. Warrior two, rise back up. Trikonasana, triangle pose. Straighten your front leg. Shift your hips back. Drop your right hand down to the leg or to a block. Good, so keep this foot forward. Yeah, no need to be sorry. And then bring your hand here and see how that feels. And push down into your block and then lift. Rise back up to stand, wide-legged fold. Turn your toes in and bow down towards the prop wall. If you want a more restorative variation, you can stack your blocks in a creative way and bring your forehead or more towards kind of the hairline to the top of the block. runner's lunge. Crawl your hands towards the top of the mat. Step your right foot out. Lower your back knee down. Bring your hands to a block or drop your elbows to the mat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And stay right here, or prop yourself up, bend the back knee, reach with the right arm to capture the top of the left foot. Just be in your body. No worries what your neighbor's doing. All good. Your body's perfect. And gently release. Downward facing dog. Deep breath in. Let it go. Breathe in, breathe out, and left foot steps forward, warrior one. Humble warrior, interlace fingers behind your back, draw your navel in, keep your core engaged, fold forward. Rise back up. Reach your fingertips high. Warrior two, open up. Reverse warrior. Extended side angle. Warrior two. Trikonasana triangle pose. Ungrip the toes. That radiant energy needs to flow all the way to your toes. Come all the way up to stand. Wide-legged fold towards the lobby. Option two, interlace your hands behind your back or grab your strap between your hands. Breathing is not optional. It's the only thing you're required to do, really, in this class is to breathe. So bring awareness, attention back to your breath. Sometimes I can make it through almost my whole day without taking a conscious breath. Not sure if anyone else can relate. It's such an important thing to bring balance to our bodies with the breath. Just a way to touch home. Release the arm variations. Runner's lunge. Let this side be its own entirely new experience. option to prop yourself up, bend the back knee, reach and capture the back foot. Gently release, downward facing dog. Deep breath in, full breath out. And yogi squat, step your feet forward as wide as the mat. Take your heels in, toes out. Option to sit on the block, and you're not sinking into the block, but just using it as a tool to lift the floor up a little bit higher. Awesome. Like an extended side angle when you sink into your bottom arm, kind of avoiding doing that, finding that lift of energy up through your heart space. And close your eyes, visualize that light, whatever color resonates. Allowing that to flow along your spine. From your head all the way to the tip of your tailbone. And forward fold. Lift your hips, plant your palms. Sway your hips a little, organic way that feels appropriate for you. We're going to come onto our seat for a seated series. You won't need the props for this part, but we will take them when we go back down to our backs. So have a seat. Bend your right leg. Extend your left leg forward. Interlace your hands right below your knee. Sit tall, breathe in, find a cow arch, drawing your chest forward, and then cat and round your back, pull your navel in. Inhale, arch yourself forward, that little curve in the low back. Exhale, round and curl. Two more times. So a little bit of core work here. Come back to center, twist, take the arm around that right leg or elbow to thigh. Your right hand is behind you, pressing down into the mat, lifting up through the spine. So find that lift and twist. Back through center. Lower your knee down to the ground. Reach your fingertips up to the ceiling. Breathe in. Exhale, out the mouth, fold forward. We'll do that two more times and then hold. Inhale, lift. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Good, now hold here, breathe. Fold down towards your leg. You could bring those blocks below your arms or palms if you need a little height. Thank you. Lift back up. And we'll switch sides. Extend your right leg, bend your left knee. Interlace your fingers below your knee. Inhale, draw your chest forward. Exhale, pull the navel in round your back. Inhale, lift. Exhale, contract in. Two more times. Inhale through center. Take the twist. Wrap your arm around the knee or elbow to thigh. Ground your back palm down. Lift the crown of the head up, lengthening the back of the neck. Back through center. Drop your knee down. Seated one-legged fold. Reach the arms up. Breathe in. Exhale out the mouth as you lower. Two more times like that. Inhale, lift. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Hold in the fold. Soften the cheeks and the forehead and the space between the teeth. Lift back up. Extend your legs forward for reverse plank or reverse tabletop. So taking a little heart opener after folding forward. Hands come behind you. If you're taking reverse tabletop, bend your knees. Press down into your palms and lift your hips up off the floor. Yeah, so straight legs or knees are bent. Kind of bring your feet flat to the, yeah, good. Release, take a breath or two before you come all the way onto your back with your strap and your bolster nearby and your blocks, why not? So you're gonna loop that strap into, weave the tail end of it into the two buckles and then weave it through just one of the buckles to create a big loop. Okay, just like this. Some of you have done this with me. I did this a week ago. Shout out to Megan, who teaches this class normally. She taught me this. It's a restorative exercise with the strap that can help release some tension in the back of the neck and the hamstrings as well. So you're going to loop the strap, not the buckle part, at the ridge, the back of your base of your head, so kind of that occipital ridge. You're going to put the strap right there, and then the other end is going to go around the sole of your foot, kind of right by the big toe mound. So bend your knee, just one foot, so right foot to start, and then we'll do the left. And then you have that tail by you, so you can adjust if you need to tighten the strap or loosen it, okay? Your head is going to hang in space, okay? It should feel good. If it doesn't, I want you to wave your hand and I will help you. Any questions? So not on your neck, up a little bit more. Yep, on the ridge. I would put it up even more. I can't see your head, but it just looks a little. Yeah, kind of in between where you were and. Does that feel? Okay. Is it too much? No? Okay. Yeah, and you, some of you are already moving your foot or your head. You can kind of just turn a little side to side and just notice how it changes the stretch. Some of you are like, what am I doing? Most of you look pretty zenned out, so that's good. You can close your eyes if that feels right. Come back through center and take a couple breaths before you switch sides. So lightening up strap, loosening up rather, and switching feet, however that makes sense to you. Whole new clear slate for this side. Full breaths. Find that sweet spot along the ridge of the back of the head. Yeah, and then play around with movement. And adjust your strap if you need. Tightening it or loosening it. Can you bring some softness to your jaw? I'd come back through center, slowly release the strap. We'll be done with the strap, so just take it to the side. Hug your knees in. Just roll through your low back a little bit. Just massaging the low back space. Legs up the wall pose. Reach the soles of the feet up to the ceiling for a supported variation. Slide one block underneath your low back or a bolster or blanket. The props are there to help you find more restoration, more ease. So if they're not doing that, adjust the placement or ask a question after class. can stay right here or move into plow pose, guiding your toes up and over your head. Support your low back with your hands. Your pinning pose. Happy baby. If your in legs up the wall, mindfully bring your feet down, remove any props. Draw the knees out and down. Lift the heels up. Pull your right knee into your chest. Relax your left leg long. Spinal twist. Breath in, easy breath out, and two more breaths, finding that full surrender on the exhale. Come back through center, switch sides. Breathe into that radiant light. Releasing any tension, tightness, negativity on the exhale. Come back through center. Hug your knees into your belly. Take a big, big, full breath in. And final Shavasana. Utilize props if you'd like to assist in your final resting pose. A couple ideas. The bolster can slide under your knees. Each block can support the feet. Blanket can bring weight to your belly for grounding. Close your eyes. Draw awareness back to your body. Let the breath fill and awaken every cell from your toes to your fingers to the top of your head. Stretch your arms up overhead. Roll to your side. Come up to a seated position. Join your palms at your heart space. Let's send that radiant energy, light energy, positivity out with one final om. Take a deep breath in. Ah, om. Lift your thumbs to your forehead. Namaste. Thank you all for being here tonight. Please be mindful of those who are still resting as you put your props away. Just a couple quick announcements. I'm teaching with my husband at a brewery this weekend in Minneapolis, just on the edge of downtown, Sisyphus Brewing, I think that's how you say it. 12 to 1, a free yoga class, and then you can get a beer after if you drink, or you can drink water. And then Foundations of Power next Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Emily Harwell is leading that, and I encourage all of you to sign up, no matter if you've been practicing one day or 10 years. It's something, there will be something for everyone to kind of learn as we break down the sequence. So, thank you.